listening to a podcast from the Joomla User Group section of the Joomla Community Magazine at magazine.joomla.org.
Hi, I'm Bo Astrup. I'm here with Deborah Susan. We're sitting at Panera Bread in Santa Clarita, California. And I believe, by the way, this is the first actual interview for the Joomla Community Magazines where we actually are two people sitting across from each other. Everything else is done by Skype these days.
That's excellent. This is, face-to-face. Nothing beats it.
It's all about community and meeting each other.
Oh, I thank you.
So I'm here with Deborah because she's the organizer of the Joomla Day USA West 2010 in San Jose.
Actually, I'm the coordinator. The organizer is Ron Severdia.
Okay, we've got to set the record straight here. So
yes.
Ron's
the man in charge of all of this, and I'm just doing the coordinating.
Oh, and how do you get involved? So let's go back to it. How did you get involved with Joomla in the first place?
Well, I was actually working on my master's degree, and the night before our presentations to the public, our department chair came in and told us that we had to have websites up. And since our master thesis in multimedia involved a lot of hardware, software, and other media coordination, it was very difficult for us to come up with a website at the last minute. However, one of the people said Joomla. And the rest of us in unison said, Joomla, what's that? And the next night, my Joomla website was up for our site.
Wow, that's different from what we hear from many people who claim there's a learning curve and it takes a while to get it, and you just did it overnight.
Necessity.
Well,
but I did not. I found that it was incredibly logical, and once I figured out the path to do everything, the approach, it was an incredible tool. In the past, I'd always done websites initially back in the late 90s in HTML, and it switched to PHP. Right after that, I was very pleased to see the advantage of a content management system.
And then you got really involved because I know you were involved in the Joomla Day in 2008 too.
Well,
How did that happen?
Well, right after the presentation for my master's thesis, there ended up being I went specifically to the Joomla booth at Linux World to see what I could learn and if there were any user groups. And at that meeting, I was very fortunate because I met Ron. And Ron gave me the ins and outs of Joomla, and I realized it was a great solution, and he said there was a Bay Area Joomla users group. So shortly after that, I started attending there.
Well, that's nice to hear because basically it's kind of my own experience too, that user groups are so important in terms of getting going with Joomla and learning the ins and outs.
Absolutely. When you go to a user group, you're going to take home so much knowledge that you're not going to actually know that it's even important until later on. You may hear about an extension and think, oh, that's interesting, but you've taken notes on it. And then 2 months later, you have a client that wants that extension, wants that functionality, and now you have somewhere to go. Plus, you have contacts that you can touch, face with, and iron out any issues.
Now we're in the middle of organizing the 2010 Joomla Day.
Correct.
So this is exciting. Let's talk about who's coming, who's speaking. That's, I guess, the most interesting thing here.
Oh, we are really fortunate because we have a highly qualified group of Joomla leaders and experts who've been recruited to speak at the breakout sessions. These include most of Joomla's production leadership team. We have Ron, we have Christoph Dimko, we have Mark Dexter, we have Andrew Eddy, we have the infamous Louis Landry, we have Ian McLellan. In addition, we will have Ryan Ozimek from Open Source Matters, and more Joomla people. We have Chris Davenport, Sam Moffat.
Wow, that's a lineup right there.
I know. In addition to that, we hope to have another 10 to 20 guest speakers who will give extension-specific presentations, depending on what our attendees indicate they're interested in during registration.
So how many attendees are you expecting for this event?
We will be limited to only 300 attendees.
So you said the format of the day, you have general sessions, and then you have a lot of breakout sessions going on.
Correct. Everyone will get together in the morning for a group session, followed by a breakout session. We will have 10 rooms, so everyone will be dividing up into 10 rooms. They'll have their choice. Then after the first breakout session, they'll have lunch, and then that will be followed by another group session, and then we will have 3 more afternoon sessions. So all in all, there'll be 40 sessions a day, or 80 sessions for the 2-day event. And each attendee will be able to choose 4 breakout sessions in addition to their group sessions each day.
So some of those breakout sessions, they're repeating, or?
There might be some redundancy, and depending again what people indicate they're interested in at the event. It's an unconference, so people will be able to generate their interest and will be able to make sure that everybody gets what they need. Because I know, let's just pick SEO. There's going to be a lot of people that want to go to see a breakout session on SEO, but they're not going to all be able to do it at the same time. So we will have to hold multiple SEO sessions.
That's wonderful to hear, because there's a lot of interesting information coming in. And it's always been when you go into a conference that all those sessions you couldn't get to.
That's right. As I said, it's a 3-day event. It will be an unconference, which means that it's participant-driven and encourages face-to-face interactivity between the attendees and the presenters.
So when you put it together in your planning stages, did you have a special profile for attendees that you wanted to cater for?
Actually, we're hoping to draw everyone. We want people that are completely new to Joomla to come, people that are maybe only investigating it, as well as experienced developers. Of course, there will always be a lot of template sessions, because everybody's always interested in how to build their own templates. So we're going to be also focusing on the needs of the designer.
And those who are interested in getting more information, you're setting up a website, which will be?
The website is set up for JoomlaDayWest.com, JoomlaDayWest.com.
And on that website, of course, we will have schedules, and you will have link to sign up and all that good stuff.
Correct. We'll have a registration link to an Eventbrite.
So obvious, you have secured a nice venue, and there's, of course, an attendee cost involved in this. How much is the attendee cost?
The cost for the 3-day session is going to be $250. However, for everyone that registers during the month of August to coincide with your release of this article, we will offer a $100 discount. So they'll be able to register for the 3-day event for only $150, but that can only be offered for the month of August.
And you have to register for all days, or could you register for one day?
No, it is going to be a complete pass. We're going to be providing shirts, we're going to be providing refreshments during the day, as well as catered lunch, and some of our costs are fixed, so we're going to have to offer it as a complete package. If you can't come the whole time, it's still worth your while.
It is, I totally agree.
And the opening ceremonies on Friday night are going to be very nice. They're going to be an outdoor session around a koi pond.
And I hear you have some prizes too for some drawings and stuff.
Oh yes, we're very fortunate. The Joomla community has been very generous with us, and many of our extension builders are providing copies of their extensions.
Totally awesome. We really look forward to get there and see what's going on and get the reports. Are you going to do any type of recording or any of the sessions?
Yes, we hope to. It depends a bit on the venue, what is permissible and what is not, but I do think we've secured the option to bring in video cameras and to do some recording. We would like to do some recording prior to the event as well, so that we can have solid documentation on the website for people.
I just want to wish you good luck. And again, it's Joomla Day USA West 2010, the first weekend in October, which will be October 1st through 3rd in San Jay. I guess it's going to be now. Can't be San Jose anymore. It's San Joomla.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much for your help.
Well, you're welcome. Look forward to see you there.
See you there, Bo.
Bye.
Bye.
Listening to a podcast from the Joomla User Group section of the Joomla Community Magazine at magazine.joomla.org.